You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Hey, thanks for staying with us. We just had an extraordinary conversation with John Edwards from Just a Guy in the Pew, sharing a powerful breakthrough of God into his life that was filled with addictions of various sorts, and just has really launched him on a powerful mission now.
I think what's so incredible about John's testimony and interview, it really expounds on the first reading from this last weekend, you know, and how Saul had this conversion. He had this encounter with Christ, and even the apostles were so fearful, like, how can we allow him to come and, you know, be part of our ministry, you know, and if it weren't for Barnabas being that encourager and going before the apostles to say, you know, he went through this and this is, he went through this and this is real, you know, that's so important that we be those encouragers and those helpful, you know, disciples to bring others back into the church, to reach out into the peripheries, to help people walk in their brokenness. Because if we don't do that, how, if Barnabas wouldn't have done that, would Saul have become one of the greatest evangelizers in all the world?
Right.
I mean, we need to be that, and we need to be committed and intentional in our Catholic faith that way.
Yeah, absolutely. We need the missionary, the mission of encouragement, of walking with people. And we got Nate and Sarah Erickson on now to talk about their encounter with really that same sort of experience of being walked with, accompanied in the midst of some of their toughest times. So, Nate and Sarah, good morning to you both. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having us today.
Great. Well, let's just start off with having you guys share a little bit about yourselves. Sarah, let's have you start, okay?
Okay, sure. So I'm Sarah. Nate and I have been married for 20 years now. We have four children. We live in central Minnesota. And we got introduced to Brad Gray through Retrovi, which we'll explain in a minute.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah. All right, Nate, do you confirm all that? Do you have anything you would like to add?
I would just say our marriage has been, you know, 20 plus wonderful years. So, we live in central Minnesota with four great kids, and one's in college, and so that's excellent. Kind of where we're from.
So, Nate, how did you and Sarah hear about Retrovi?
I'm going to probably let Sarah take this question because she's the one that found it and brought it to us.
Sure.
So I'm going to let her take this question first.
Okay. So, Nate and I, we had kind of similar backgrounds. We both grew up in Catholic families. We knew each other since elementary. We got married after we got out of college, and we've always been Catholic, but we didn't really know a lot about the Catholic faith. And I guess I was just searching, like, probably about 5 years ago, like, for meaning in my life. And I was reading all these self-help books, and they weren't helpful. And I knew something was missing, but I didn't know what it was. And I read one book. It was by Matthew Kelly, and he was talking about, like, the power of confession. And I thought, well, you know, nothing else has helped. So I thought, I'm going to go to confession and see if this makes any difference. And I hadn't really had a real confession for many years. And so I really went into that confession guessing or thinking that the priest was probably going to just kick me out. And when I left the confessional, I had heard about God's grace and God's mercy, and I didn't know what that meant. But when I left that confessional that day, I knew I had just experienced God's grace and mercy. And I, on my way home, I just couldn't believe what happened. And I was thinking about it and praying about it. And I decided, like, okay, I have to change how I'm living. And so I realized I couldn't just change, like, one part of my life. I had to look at all of it. And the big problem in our marriage, or the big problem that had been brewing for a while, was problems in our marriage. And it was really, it was communication problems. It wasn't like an affair or any of those big things. But it had gotten so bad that I had just thought, once our kids are out of the house, we're going to get divorced because I just can't live like this. But things had been really bad. they just were getting worse, and I thought, I just can't keep doing this. So after that first confession, I thought, I'm going to go back, I'm going to go to the priest, and I'm going to confess all of these things that are going on in my marriage. And I thought that the priest would say, things are so bad, you can get divorced. Because I didn't know a lot about the Catholic faith, but I thought, but I knew that you couldn't get divorced. And mm-hmm. I thought the priest would tell me that I could. So I would go back, I go to confession, and the priest doesn't say that. He says, like, he tells us about tells me about Retrovi. He suggests that we go to it. So I left rather annoyed, but I told my husband about it, and he didn't really say anything. And about a week later, he sends me a video clip, but it was Brad Gray being interviewed. And Nate, in the message that Nate sent, he said, I think we should try this. So we signed up, and the week before we went, I still did not want to go. So I went back to the priest that I had gone to confession to, because I thought he just didn't really understand what I said, and I didn't want him to. And, but I'll never forget, I was the last one to go to confession that day. So afterwards, I was saying my penance, and I saw the priest come out of the confessional, and I saw him praying, and I knew he was praying for us, because he had said he was praying for us, and he also, in confession at one point, he had said, your marriage is worth fighting for. And that kept going through my head, and I kept thinking, like, why does this priest think our marriage is worth fighting for when I certainly don't think it is? Like, I think it's so bad. But I remember we showed up at Retrovi, and there were all of these people we didn't know. Brad and Lisa were there, and they were so kind and welcoming. And we met this community of people who wanted to help us fight for our marriage, which I was it was really intriguing to me. I didn't really understand it. Like, why do they think that this can work? Why do they think our marriage can work when I really didn't think that there was anything left?
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that so honestly. So Nate, what were things like for you at this time? Obviously, you know, like Sarah said, there weren't these major moments, right? There's major events. But, you know, I think anyone who's been married knows that it's very easy for disconnection to just happen. Grows. So, and you feel a sense of isolation, right? What was this like for you? And what was it like when Sarah suggested Retrovi to you?
Yeah, it was, I know at Retrovi during the weekend, they made the comment, it was like a singles lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah would have her hobbies and I would have my hobbies, and we weren't praying together, we weren't having meals together, and we just really drifted apart. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't any major incident, it was just growing apart, and not knowing how to communicate, I guess, was a big part. We just started to keep drifting apart, and we live in a rural area, so we really didn't have, you know, counselors and that sort of thing, and we weren't our circle of friends weren't religious for that, you know, so we didn't really have resources like that. And so when she brought Retrovi home and thought of it, I didn't know what it was, and so I started doing some research, and obviously I found you in that clip, and I don't know, something just grabbed a hold of me and sort of said, let's give this a try, you know. And like Sarah said, when we showed up that weekend, I mean, we were in a bad place, and the people there couldn't have been more welcoming. So, mm-hmm.
So Sarah, could you talk about how Retrovi provided, you know, those tools necessary to begin to overcome some of those obstacles you talked about in communication problems and disconnection?
Yeah, sure. So, well, I can distinctly remember sitting at Retrovi and going into it thinking, like, I'm not gonna participate in this. This isn't, like, I'll do the weekend and then we can get divorced because things are so bad. And
check the box, huh?
Yeah, yep. I'll sit there, but I'm not gonna be part of it. And I remember partway through the weekend looking at Nate and just feeling like, I don't even know who this guy is, because he was participating and he was really all in. And for the first time, I started seeing him, I was open to seeing him differently instead of like the person that I thought he was. And so then I thought, well, I guess I can try this. So then I started participating too. And it was really, it's really just communication tools that we still use now. I mean, it's just learning how to listen to each other and to have a dialogue and being okay with disagreeing, but doing it in a respectful way. And
yeah. Great. So Nate, what was it like for you in going through the weekend? Did you feel like you were starting to learn things? Oftentimes what I see is that couples kind of re-encounter one another in a way that they haven't for a really long time. What was that like for you?
Yeah, there was definitely a reconnection that weekend. And just being in a different place, not being at home, not having kids around, and just, you know, focusing on each other, and just kind of like the light bulb went on, and it's like, oh yeah, this is the person that I fell in love with, and this is my friend. And it was fantastic. I mean, the ride for the weekend was quiet, and the ride home was great. I mean, it was night and day. So I mean, just a reawakening, I guess. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here. On the other side of this break, I want to talk with Nate and Sarah about, you know, what were the fruits of Retchify? What were their experience of going through the weekend and the post program, and where has that brought them now? So stay with us for more Real Presence Live right after this.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Did you know you can listen to the RPR Network when you're on the go? Just search for Real Presence Radio in your app store. Listen live to any station across the network at any time, so you can stay connected to your local community from wherever you are. Plus, if you miss a program, the Real Presence Radio app is your one-stop shop for local and national podcasts, including our signature show, Real Presence Live. The Real Presence Radio app, with you every step of your faith journey. Download it today and see what you've been missing.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that when we forgive from the heart, we are transformed and we become more like Jesus. It is not in our power not to feel or to forget an offense, but the heart that offers itself to the Holy Spirit turns injury into compassion and purifies the memory in transforming the hurt into intercession. Holding on to unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment is like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. Ultimately, we are the ones who suffer the most. We have been forgiven through our baptism and continue to be forgiven through the sacrament of penance. Through conversation with the beloved, the sacraments, and life in the Holy Spirit, may we be given the grace to forgive our transgressors, just as Jesus taught us.
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. umary.edu. That's umary.edu.
This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. We are so grateful that you're with us this morning. Brad Gray and Janine Bitson here. We are talking with Nate and Sarah Erickson about their experience of a lifeline for marriages called Retrovi that gives couples that are experiencing any sort of sense of disconnection, however big or small that might be, whether it be a couple's really on the verge of divorce, or perhaps have even gotten separated or divorced, or they're just like, we just can't get on the same page. Like we're trying to find a restart, and that's really what Retrovi is. Literally, it's French for rediscovery. It's an opportunity to rediscover one another. And so Nate and Sarah were just talking about how this process has begun a rediscovery for them. So as we went into the break, guys, you were talking about kind of like going into the weekend and, you know, kind of being surprised by the welcoming atmosphere, learning some tools during the weekend. So, Sarah, what was that, the progression of the weekend like for you?
So it's almost like dating somebody, I guess, is kind of how I felt, because so Nate kind of alluded to the fact that on the way there, it was a quiet ride. Well, we had got to this point where we didn't ever ride in the vehicle together unless we rode together to church. And we lived 3 miles from our church. We always go to church on the weekends and the holidays, but we didn't really know what it meant to live our Catholic faith. And so the only time we ever rode together was to church, just so that people didn't ask, like, why are you guys driving separate? But otherwise, we couldn't be in the vehicle together because we couldn't get along. Like, if we talked, it was an argument. We most of the time only talked to communicate, like, kids' schedules and that kind of stuff. So all of a sudden, we were learning tools that were just really helpful in basic communication, which maybe sounds goofy, but I remember thinking, like, why don't they teach you this before you get married? Because this would have been really helpful. Even if you weren't having big problems, just learning how to communicate with your spouse or your future spouse. So,
yes. So for you, Sarah, like coming to the end of the weekend, sometimes couples will be almost a little bit scared because they've had a positive experience and they're like, is this going to last? Like leaving here, it seems like kind of a safe place here. Was that your experience, or were you just kind of like, I think we've got a new start here? What was that like for you?
Yeah, certainly I felt like that. I felt like, okay, maybe like things are great here, but maybe this was just like a weekend away and we'll go back to how we had been living at home. But the whole way home, we were able to communicate. We started like having date nights. And when we got home, things really changed in our family. We started eating meals together, whereas in the past we hadn't. Nate would get home from work and I would have either fed the kids already or I would have a meal sitting for them. And then I would leave so that I didn't have to sit at the table with Nate because we didn't get along. And that really changed. And we also, the other thing that changed is our faith was growing. And so we were learning like how to pray together, which RetroVi helped us work on that too. Prior to RetroVi, the idea of praying together seemed very odd to me and really uncomfortable. And so that's been something that we have continued as well. So
awesome. That's so cool to see how it's flowed over into your family. It's not just about your relationship, but of course, how could it be? Right. I mean, that is the basis of the family life. So, Nate, what was the weekend like for you? Was it a progression? How did you, with the experience of leaving the weekend?
Yeah, it was kind of like reigniting the fire, you know, that was still there, that just burned out. And it was just, it's like, okay, this is the person that I know, and this is the person that I married and I love and am raising a family with. And then, you know, there was a really great priest at our weekend. We went to confession and it was great, and just got some really good advice from him. And just leaving that weekend, it was kind of like, it was kind of a safe haven there. And you were a little apprehensive leaving, but as soon as we on the ride home, it's like, okay, this is great. This is what we needed. This is a good start. And then, you know, once the post started. Post session started. Those are key too. So you didn't lose track of how you were communicating and the tools that you learned, and it just kind of kept building off of that. So,
can you talk a little bit about those post sessions? What's that all about?
There's every post session. There's a different couple that went through RetroVi that gave their testimony about where they were at and what was happening within their marriage and what RetroVi did for them and where they're at now. And just those testimonies were just amazing. I mean, just really powerful. So, I mean, those stuck out for me a lot. And just kind of learning, building off of the basic tools that we learned the first weekend on communication.
Awesome. Yeah, so the post sessions, there are six. There's a series of six sessions after the weekend over the course of 3 months that Nate's talking about there. Sarah, what were the post sessions like for you?
So the post sessions really helped us dig deeper into like what our issues were. And so it was kind of like an onion where you were like slowly peeling away the layers. And a couple of things with the post sessions. One is one of the post sessions that dug into like your family of origin, which I just think is when I saw we were doing family of origin, like at the beginning of Retrovi, you can kind of see like what the schedule is going to look like. And in my head, I was like, okay, good. Now I'm going to figure out why Nate is the way he is. But really, I figured out why I was the way I am and why I react to things the way I do. And then it's been really helpful in trying to correct some of those things that I don't like about myself and how I react. And the other thing with the post session is it just helps to build on the tools that you were learning, your communication tools. And so there was a really hard topic for me was right after we had had our fourth child, Nate had a vasectomy, and we didn't really discuss it much. He just, you know, he said, I think I've been, what?
Oh, just keep going. Keep going.
Okay, I'm sorry. I said, you know, I remember he told me he was going to do it, and I was like, you know what? I was tired with the kids and whatever, and I was like, whatever, do whatever you want. And I didn't really mean that, and that became a real big issue in our marriage. And it was something that we'd never been able to talk about. But after we had gone to some of these post sessions, that came up, and we were able to discuss it. And I kept kind of dreading that. Like, I don't want this to come up because this is going to be a really hard thing to talk about. And then through, like, a lot of conversations and a lot of prayers, Nate actually had a procedure to have it reversed. And it wasn't even at that point about, like, having more kids. It was just about, like, realizing what the teachings of the Catholic Church were and just being open to life and feeling like we needed to be, like, honest and truthful in how we were living the Catholic faith. And
I got to say, one of the things that was the most powerful in my experience with Retrovi for Lisa and me is I can think a lot of us couples will have those topics, those kind of landmines that you don't really want to step on. Like, if we go there, it's just not going to go well. And the first time you have that conversation after you've gone through Retrovi, you've begun to learn a new way of communicating, and it doesn't blow up, it's just like, this is amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that you always are steering clear of. What were things like for you in that regard, Nate?
Yeah, there's certain topics where it's like, okay, I'm not gonna go there with that because I know that's where that's gonna lead to, and like you said, landmines, and you would just avoid them, and then you know you avoid that, and then you avoid another conversation. It just led you down a dark path for communication and marriage. And so just being able to talk about those things was, like you said, was just eye-opening and such a relief. So if you're able to talk about those things, and everything's on the table then. And so, that was one of the biggest type tools that I learned too.
It sounds, I'm so happy for both of you and having this experience, and just encourage other couples who are listening, if they are in need of something like that, to go to the Fargo Diocese and look at the Retrovi schedule and see how they could register, or within their own diocese. But could you also, Sarah, kind of talk about the importance of community on this journey and just how you can't do this alone? We only have a few minutes, but if you could kind of bring that to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. So we aren't actually part of the Fargo Diocese with where we live, but we ended up going to Retrovi there because it fit into our schedule, and it has just been such a blessing to us. For Nate, I've noticed a huge difference because he's part of this men's group, and they meet weekly, and it's just virtually, but I noticed such a difference in Nate, and that keeps me really, I guess, kind of on the path to, like, continuing with what we learned in Retrovi, like, the dialogue, and Brad and Lisa have been just so instrumental in saving our marriage and helping us to, I guess, stay the course, because I mean, still there are times where you struggle, but we mm-hmm. just have to then go back to the tools that we learned in Retrovi. We still use it. I mean, they teach you the tool of dialogue, and it's something that we use actually quite a bit still. And I think we'll probably always use it in our marriage because it's really helpful, especially when it's like tackling difficult topics. So
that's awesome. So Nate, we just have like a minute left, but what's that experience been like for you? Men's group, we have the privilege of being in men's group together on Wednesday mornings. What's that like for you?
It's been wonderful. I mean, we all have our battles, and you know, we're all trying to be the best people and trying to have, you know, great marriages, and you're still gonna have battles and challenges, and so you're able to talk through those things with other people who have been through those, and you're all on kind of a common ground. I think we all have been through the program, and so we know what it takes, but you're still gonna have setbacks and challenges, so it's been great to talk through that with those type of people.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Nate and Sarah, thank you guys so much for coming on this morning. Thank you for your courageous fight for your marriage and for having the courage to want more. I just think that's so admirable. So it's great to have you guys on.
Yeah, thank you so much. It has been a blessing to hear your testimony and your witness and keeping a witness to marriage. But coming up on the Real Presence Live, we're going to have, for our weekly update, we're going to have Jason Adkins join us to talk about a recent vote on a bill to legalize surrogacy in the state, plus much more. So stay with us for this important conversation.